Welcome to the New Ideas Summit, brought to you today by the Public Speakers Association. I'm so excited to introduce you one of the top speakers in the world, Miss Alicia White. Alicia, I want you to take it from here.
Thank you so much, Tanya, for introducing me. Wow, a world speaker. Yes, of course. Why not, right? When you can reach people through the virtually, on stage, yes, you are reaching so many people and making a difference. And I'm excited to share a little story with you today. My client Cassandra wasn't new to speaking. She recognized the role it played in growing her life coaching business. She spent time preparing for presentations. She spent good money traveling to destinations. And after leaving the stage, instead of feeling joy, she felt left down. She felt let down. Attendees didn't rush to her at the end of her talk like she had hoped. They didn't offer up their contact information freely. And she certainly didn't make any sales. There really wasn't a return on investment. There wasn't a return on her time and her energy. And she wasn't extending her expertise past the stage. Sure, people wrote down notes. And as a matter of fact, those that did come up to her told her she was so brilliant and smart and that they were going to utilize her ideas right away. But it wasn't until I shared with her some very simple speaker strategies that she began seeing results. In fact, at her very next speaking engagement, she generated $5,000 in sales. Wow. Wouldn't you like to have that as a norm? If you've been speaking for a while and you haven't been generating that type of sale? Well, you know that speaking is the fastest way to grow your business. You're sharing your message to multiple people instead of one person at a time. It's so much better than cold calling, wouldn't you agree? And with it being such a powerful marketing tool, and your audience is now a warm lead instead of a cold call. And I have an idea that I'll explain a little later on how to capture this warm lead. Speaking also assigns credibility. It shows you as an expert instantly. When you see people get on stage, don't you immediately think they know a little bit more, hopefully a lot more, about the subject than you? And don't you listen intently when they show that they do know something that you can take away and use in your daily life, your job, your business? And people inherently trust a person who shares their expertise. So it's no wonder that you've become a speaker. It doesn't matter if you're a speaker on the stage or as a guest on a podcast or in a TV interview, you are building trust. And to validate that internal trust from your audience, there are tools that you want to have in place every time you speak. These tools are consistently branded, customized for you with your message and visual imagery. And when you invest in the branding of you and your message, it's a clear indication to your prospects that you are serious, that you are a professional, that you are real. Let me say that again, that you are real. Do you know how many times I have heard this phrase from my clients. After working with clients on their visual branding, I often hear, I'm real. I'm real. I'm somebody. I'm no longer using someone else's design. And what they mean by that is going to an online website where they're using a template that an engineer or a mechanic or a massage therapist uses, the same business card template or website template that they're using. I hear a sense of relief and excitement every time we select their fonts and their colors and their styling. It's like, I had all of this in my head, but Alicia, you've put it together for me right here in front of me, and I see it. It's tangible. And I sense rejuvenation. I sense that they're ready to take on their next step. In fact, that's how Cassandra projected to me. She said, yay, I'm real. I'm finally somebody. I'm no longer an imposter. Wouldn't it be nice to move forward in your speaking journey, your business, building your business through speaking by being you? Going through a visual branding process, we can create something unique for you. With Cassandra's new visual branding serving as the foundation for her marketing materials, I created two very simple tools that she used at her next speaking engagement. A 4-foot tall poster and an order form. Those are simple, right? Very simple tools. The poster confirmed that she was trustworthy to the attendees. When I talk about having expert status branded materials, that's what I'm talking about. Having a floor banner or a poster. Having materials, your presentation in your PowerPoint, something that has your face on it. I know a lot of people are like, oh, I don't want my face on that. Yes, you do. I used to be that person that had a website that used stock images of a woman on the front page. And my friend looked at me and said, so sweet. Is that you? No. Why not? Why isn't your face on there? I said, because I don't want my face on there. I'm back of the room productions. Do you want people to trust you? Well, yeah. Then take that woman's face off and put your headshot on there. And I did. And it made a difference, not only to the people that went to my website and looked at my business cards and looked at my floor banner. It made a difference to me. I owned it. I owned it. And so the branding materials, when you have those behind you, they support you. They encourage that trustworthiness, that respect, that authoritative frame of mind. And it gives people in the audience an experience. And people are there at an event to get an experience. So to be clear, it wasn't just the existence of an order form. Or a poster that earned Cassandra the $5,000. It was the materials and the way that they were designed in a conscious and deliberate extension of Cassandra's brand. Through consistent branding, we conveyed trustworthiness. And once you have the branded materials and it's combined with your ability to share your message from the platform, then it's easy to generate that warm lead. Even if you're giving a virtual speech or presentation like I am today, because my branding is consistent from my website to my social media accounts, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, you will find everywhere my social media footprint is, my web online footprint is, I use the same colors, I use the same style. You'll see circles, maybe little sparkles. I'll try to use a similar photo that's on my business page on Facebook. On my personal page on Facebook, I tend to show family photos, but that's because that's my personal page. But when I send you to my website or send you to this free gift that I'm going to offer at the end of the talk, guess what? It's going to be branded with my colors and my logo and the same font that I use throughout everything. And it, again, it conveys a sense of expert status. People will remember and feel comfortable that I'm the expert because there's no conflict. The brain isn't, you know, switching back and forth, thinking things through like, wait a minute, this doesn't jive with this other thing that I saw from the speaker. Now let's talk about those warm leads sitting in front of you or on the other side of the phone or the video camera or radio. One of the easiest ways to generate this one's for the stage. This one's for when you're speaking in front of a group of attendees and you want people to come to the back of the room, tell them that you're giving a free gift. You're offering a free gift to anyone who signs up. And I'll explain what that free gift can be next. But first, let's talk about how you're going to collect that information. So with Cassandra, we created this order form that was consistent with her branding, but we also created an order form that was for selling her coaching programs. She didn't have that in her earlier event. She told people she had coaching programs. But in the second event, speaking event, she had her order form and she made sales off of that. Well, she also had an easy lead generation tool, a very small form. And on it, she had printed a line for a person to put their name, their email. And then she had three questions. Are you struggling with an issue that you would like resolved? May I add you to my mailing list? Would you like to read about life-changing strategies? Those three questions prompts people to answer yes or no. And in most cases, someone wants that free gift. So she tells the people at the end of her speech, she's not even pitching from the stage. She's just letting people know that she has a free gift for anybody who comes to the back of the room. And they put their email, their name, and then they answer those three questions. And now she can vet those people. She can call them. She can email them. If she asks for a phone number, she can call them. On my small form, I always ask for an email. My three questions are, is your speaker branding consistent? Do your products reflect your value? And may I send you a speaking tip every month? So that's an easy way to generate leads. And again, these aren't cold calls. These are people who heard you speak, you've talked with them, or you saw them, or they nodded at you, or they heard you. They heard you and said, I want more. And that's what you want to do. You want to give your audience more. That's the easiest lead generation tool you could have. Now, there are other branding tools for the purpose of conveying your message and your expertise. And, you know, I talked about the floor banners and large posters. You could also have some tabletop banners designed with your visual branding. One of the things that I love about a large floor banner is, I like to say, it defies physics, because you can be in two places at once. You can put your floor banner at the back of the room and you could be standing at the front of the room. And, you know, so that's for my dad's sake. He's an engineer, so he kind of likes that little joke. But one of the things that the floor banner, I've seen this work where I have gone to an event and I have watched two talented, knowledgeable experts speak from the stage, one after another. I've watched the attendees take the same amount of notes, nod their head yes, listen intently to both experts, and then after each engagement, watch the back of the room where the tables are, where the speakers go after they speak, and the one who has the floor banner, they're the ones who receive the most rush of attendees. I don't know what it is, but the ones who have the floor banner, books, little forms or postcards, some people sell DVD sets of their information, some offer CD giveaways. And even though these people have the same credentials, the same type of energy and expertise, it's the one that has established themselves as a trustworthy expert, the person who's invested the most. You've seen it. Now, there are occasions where one expert, you know, who doesn't have anything on their table, but maybe a book and a couple of sheets of paper, you know, with information printed on them to hand out, people will flock to their table as well. But it's the polished look that will really get you noticed. So what I want to talk to you about next is a value-driven free product. What can you give your attendees that they can take home with them? I want them thinking about you when they leave that event. I want them to have something in their hands that they'll either hang on the wall, put on their desk, attach to their filing cabinet, or even, you know, a tape onto their computer. And what I like to do are postcards, you know, 5x7 or 4x6, even 6x9. It depends on your size. I've even done bookmark size, just enough out of a nice thick cardstock. But here's the interesting part. It really isn't the material or the shape or the size. It's what you put on it. It's the value that you put on this piece. On the front, I put something that really speaks to the individual. It speaks to your audience. It's some of your philosophy. Maybe it's a catchphrase you say. I like to say, you have brilliance, let it shine. You know, and a beautiful high impact image that, you know, expresses a part of you. Have that on the front so that it captures their attention and it's part of your experience. On the backside, this is what I love to do. Put a little bit about yourself and your expertise. Don't put everything on there. No one needs to read your bio on this. Put like 7 to 15 line items of things that these people need in their life, their job, their career, their profession, their volunteer, their organization, whatever it is that you are the expert in. If it's finances, list, do you have this in place? This. For me, I will put speaker sheet, business card, floor banner, postcard, order form, and so on and so on and so on. And I put a little box next to each one of those line items because people love to check off boxes. I know I'm one of them. I may have a little OCD, who knows? But but I love to check off the box. And guess what happens? When you don't check off a box and you want that item, who are you going to go to get that item? Well, it's going to be that person that handed out that card, that postcard, or that bookmark, or whatever size, it doesn't matter. But that's something that they hang on to, that you're handing out for free everywhere. Pass those out like candy. That's your value-driven product. And have them everywhere you go, because eventually someone's going to call you. I guarantee it, because I've had people call me 6 months, 9 months, a year, actually 16 months later after a speaking engagement, and tell me, do you know, I held on to this postcard where you put three speaking tips. I put three speaking tips on a postcard and they held on to it. And they remembered me. And I designed their speaker sheet. How amazing is that? So I want to give you an example of what a value-driven free product is in the form of a checklist. And you'll want to go to backoftheroomproductions.com/speaker products. My website again is backoftheroomproductions, that's with an S, .com/speaker products. That's with an S. When you go there, you will see exactly what I'm talking about. And start checking out the boxes and see what you need in order to create your successful speaker package. That's the thing. So we want people to trust you. And to do that, it's through consistent branding. We want you to feel real. We want you to earn leads. We want you to generate revenue. And I'm happy to help you along the way. I'm Alicia White with backoftheroomproductions.com.